Have you guys found some normalcy after everything that's gone on, or how long did it take you to get into a routine with the mayhem of the off season?
Well, obviously, we're still trying to get into a routine, being 0-3. We haven't had that around here in a long time, and so we're doing the best we can to get to a routine and get this thing straightened up.
Coach, the Packers right now are going through a situation where they're dealing with some issues that they didn't create. Obviously, you guys have some experience with that to some extent. What's it like to balance the idea of maybe playing with a chip on your shoulder with the idea that you just kind of have to move on from anything that happens?
Well, that's a tough thing mentally, and that's what you're challenged with when a situation like that arises. And what you got to do is think about football and what you have to do to win a game.
What are some of those challenges you faced with that exact thing?
Well, we've ignored them. We've done the best job we can of keeping the main thing the main thing, and so we don't talk about our challenges. We just keep moving on and talk about what we need to do to win a football game and to be better individually and as a team.
What's been happening on the field that has prevented you from getting that first one?
Well, we haven't been playing well enough, to be honest. We haven't been running it well enough, and we haven't been stopping the run well enough. So we're a touchdown. We're losing by a touchdown each week, and we got to do one touchdown better as we keep going to get a win.
Defensively, where have those growing pains come from with the new scheme and all?
I don't think we're playing fast enough. You watch our tapes; we're not decisive enough. We need to play faster, be more decisive, hold each other accountable. And when that happens, then we'll be a good defense.
Are you getting there? Did you see some signs there?
It appeared last week we did a much better job. They got us a couple turnovers. When I say us, coaching the offensive line, the defense got the offense a couple turnovers, and we capitalized and made them into 14 points. And that's something we haven't been doing. And for three quarters, we did a decent job of stopping the run, or at least stopping the big play, or almost three quarters. And then they broke one out, and then the wheels fell off a little bit, both offensively and defensively.
How are you managing your duties and your time with this whole coaching staff?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm coaching the offensive line, and if you watch them, I got to do a better job at that. We've had a great offensive line here since Sean Payton got here and since I was working with the line, and this year we haven't played as well as we need to, and I need to do a better job of that. But I'm balancing this interim situation the best I can, and we're all taking care of our own department and our own pluses and minuses and individual accountability that we have for offense, defense, line, position, coaching, and we're just keeping together as a team.
So it sounds like, interim coach or, temporary coach in name only. It's a collective effort. All of you guys are kind of pitching in and doing at least a little of the head coaching type responsibilities?
Well, the plan is that we each, like I said, defensive coordinator handle the defense, the offensive coordinator handle the offense, and the special teams coach handle the special teams. And I work on the morale of the team, and we work on what we think as a group we need to do to win a game. But they're all responsible for their own group.
How much did Sean Payton really mean to Drew Brees' success last year and before that?
Well, obviously, Sean Payton has been an integral part of this entire organization. From the time he got here, we are tied with you guys, the Green Bay Packers, for the most wins in the last 3 years in the National Football League. So he's been a huge part of – he's the reason this thing has been put together. Him and Mr. Benson and Mickey Loomis and the group have done a wonderful job here making this a successful program.
What have you seen from the Packers' defense, just improvement-wise, in the last, since you saw them 13 months ago?
Well, they're obviously playing fast. Clay Matthews is still playing at an extremely high level. B.J. Raji and Pickett and Wilson inside are all playing well. They're a very, very strong front. And then when you back it up with Charles Woodson and Williams on the edge, they're playing fast, physical, and we got our work cut out for us.
Coach, in-game decisions, you know, like fourth and one and whether you go for it or field goal, is that your decision?
Well, we decide as a group, and we go from there.
What was your reaction to the final play Monday night?
I was working on other tape, and I didn't see it.
Now that you, I'm sure you've seen it by now, what do you think?
Oh, you mean now? I don't have a reaction to it. I mean, that's football. I think, you know, that's part of it. You know, I always say that if it has to come down to the last play of the game, then maybe you should have solved the problem earlier. We always say that if we miss a field goal in a game like we did last week, well, we should have got the first down and we wouldn't have had to kick a field goal. We got to look at ourselves and look at our own problems and work through it.
There's a chance you could have the regular refs back this Sunday. Your reaction to that?
That means nothing to me. We're 0-3. We have a lot of work to do, and we're worried about that.
Are you surprised by the way the Packers have kind of struggled on offense to achieve the kind of success they've had over the past couple of years in the first three?
Well, last year the New Orleans Saints have broke 15 NFL offensive records, and this year we're not even in the top half of the league. So we have our own concerns. And obviously with Green Bay's offense, they have the potential at any time to explode off the scene, just as we do. And it's all going to come together for us someday.